This is Wade Renthke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Alabama and Texas are now allowing ex-drug offenders to receive food stamps, which voters approved by wide margins. But 10 states continue to have lifetime disqualifications for drug felons, and many more have modified disqualifications still. Bobby Jindal, Louisiana's governor and putative candidate for president, finally pulled the plug and suspended his campaign, having failed to get any traction, saying, "It's not my time." Most tax-friendly states are Delaware, Wyoming, Alaska, and Louisiana. Aung San Suu Kyi's National League of Democracy Party won 387 of the 498 contested seats in the Myanmar parliament, while the ruling military-backed party won only 42. Jackie Biskupski unseated the incumbent in the mayoralty race in Salt Lake City, and in doing so became the first openly gay person to hold that post. The Senate voted to block emissions controls on coal-burning plants in an attempt to undermine President Obama's negotiating position at a coming climate conference in Paris. The White House says it will be vetoed if it comes to his desk. Former heart surgeon and presidential aspirant Ben Carson, according to his top aide, just does not get this foreign policy stuff. His claims that the Chinese have intervened in Syria are roundly rejected by everyone, for example. Chinese billionaire bought a Mondigliani nude for $170 million at auction recently. He paid with an American Express card for the miles so that he and his family could continue to fly for free. His wife said they were on a payment plan for the painting, saying, "Who has the money for that?" 16 million Americans fall below the poverty line. Governmental support translates to $8.60 per day per person. From 1983 to 2004, government benefits dropped by more than a third for 2.5 million single-parent families with the absolute lowest levels of income. Amid charges of massive voter fraud in a close presidential election, election officials are rejecting requests to form an independent commission to verify the preliminary presidential election results, saying the law doesn't grant them the authority to do so. A woman is murdered every 16 hours in Honduras. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.